Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our program. I'm very proud to be with you.
The Weekend!
It is Friday, May 6, 2022. And as far as I'm concerned, that says the weekend to me. So let me bring you some regional happenings. I'll bring them to your attention if I may. And of course, the weather continues to be only marginally spring-like, to wit. Cloudy and a chance of afternoon showers today. And a high near 65 degrees. Winds are northwest, 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers. Low of 45. The winds are west-northwest 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 6. Humidity 39%. Now Saturday, cloudy. Chance of showers. High 55. The winds will be 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, cloudy. Low 38. Winds northeast 5 to 10. Today, the mayor and officials from American Medical Response of Springfield brought greetings and congratulations to AMR's 7th graduating class of EMTs from their Earn While You Learn program. AMR will also honor the individual first responders with an awards and recognition program, highlighting the great life-saving work that they've done. First launched in August of 2019, the Earn While You Learn program is designed to make an easier transition for those wanting to become EMS professionals. Participants are hired as employees and compensated while attending AMR's EMT Basic Certification course. Now, upon successful completion of the program and obtaining their state certification, the participants are promoted to EMTB with a commensurate pay increase. It's a great day for the Springfield Museums. Springfield Museums announced the receipt of two state earmarks for fiscal year 2022. The first, $100,000 in support of a Latinx Arts Festival and permanent Latinx exhibit, sponsored by Representative Carlos Gonzalez and the Springfield House of Representatives delegation. The second is $100,000 in support of ongoing literacy programming and studies at Ted's House and Innovation Center, Dr. Seuss Childhood Home. Now, this earmark was sponsored by Senator Eric Lesser and Senator Adam Gomez. Funding will also be used to create a permanent exhibit in the Wood Museum of Springfield History. That will explore the Latinx community of Springfield. The funding for Ted's House and Innovation Center will help the museums complete needed updates to the house and grounds to allow for ongoing literacy explorations by scholars, artists, and writers at 74 Fairfield Street, Dr. Seuss's childhood home. Mayor Sarno thanked Attorney Talia G for her years of dedicated service as the City of Springfield's Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. Appointed in January 2019 by Mayor Sarno, Attorney G served as the City of Springfield's first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. Attorney G previously served as attorney for the city's Labor Relations Division. She will transition to the Law Department as First Associate City Solicitor. Mayor Sarno announced that he has appointed Judith Kroll as the new Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. Kroll previously served as the Accreditation Manager for the Springfield Police Department and as a paralegal to the city's Law Department. She also worked as a paralegal to Liberty Mutual Insurance and holds an MBA degree, an MS degree in psychology from Baypath University. Our congratulations at Pioneer Valley Radio for both of these professionals and their advancement. Since January 2022, out of 64,291 total crashes in Massachusetts, 2,359 of them in which the driver was distracted in Massachusetts. Now, of those crashes, 558 reportedly were using an electronic device illegally. So I suspect this might be an opportune time to remind all of the hands-free driving law, now roughly 2 years old, and its penalties. First offense, $100 fine. Second offense, $250 fine. Plus mandatory completion of a distracted driving educational program. Third and subsequent offenses, $500 fine. And insurance surcharge and mandatory completion of distracted driving education program. Now, for drivers who are 18 and over, here's the rundown. You can only use electronic devices and mobile phones in hands-free mode and are only permitted to touch devices to activate hands-free mode. You are not permitted to hold or support any electronic device or phone. You cannot touch the phone except to activate the hands-free mode and can only enable when the device is installed or properly mounted to the windshield, dashboard, or center console in a manner that does not impede the operation of the motor vehicle. Are you getting all this? You're not allowed to touch the device for texting, emailing, apps, video, or internet use. Activation of GPS navigation is permitted when the device is installed or properly mounted. Handheld use is allowed only if the vehicle is both stationary and not located in a public travel lane or a bicycle lane, but is not allowed at red lights or stop signs. Voice to text and communication through electronic devices is legal only when the device is properly mounted. Use of headphone, one ear, is permitted. Now, for drivers who are under 18, well, you're not allowed to use any electronic devices at all. All phone use while driving is illegal, including use in hands-free mode. Operators may use a cell phone to call 911 to report an emergency. If possible, safely pull over and stop before calling 911. The West Springfield Police Department and West Springfield Department of Public Works are issuing a joint warning for residents to be vigilant of paving scams as we move into the warmer months. There is a history of paving scams in Massachusetts, which tend to increase during spring and summer. The scam typically involves an individual coming to your home unsolicited with an offer of extra asphalt that needs to be used and offering to pave the driveway at a discounted price. If you agree or do not firmly refuse the offer, a crew appears quickly and begins working on your driveway, only to eventually tell you that there is a mistake or an issue and that the price will be several thousand dollars more than originally discussed. If you refuse to pay the additional money, the crew threatens to cease working. Now, obviously, you don't want to fall victim to this scam, so keep the following in mind. Beware of unsolicited offers to do paving work. Calmly but firmly, tell the solicitors you're not interested and tell them to leave your property. If they refuse your instructions, call the police and don't let them inside your home. I'm not done. The West Springfield Police have a message for you. West Springfield Senior Class has planned a senior class game called Assassins, where the participants shoot each other with water guns, and the last student standing, so-called, wins the game. So, the West Springfield Police Department stresses that there have been no issues thus far, and this is just to bring awareness. Communities have seen an increase of police calls for reckless driving, suspicious behavior, and reports of armed persons. So it's our hope that you educate your children about their driving and behavior if this game were to occur. The disrespectful and sometimes illegal behavior by some participants ruins the fun for those who actually want to be involved. And the last thing that anybody wants to see are seniors at this time in their life doing something risky that could get someone hurt or affect their future. So just for the sake of winning the game, it's not worth it. However, everyone needs to protect the rights of all residents equally so. Again, please have talks with your children if this game were to occur. That's from the West Springfield Police Department.
The Weekend!
Thank you very much. I want to wish you a great weekend. Go forward and enjoy it. If you're working throughout it, you're not alone. If you're able to come up with a little leisure time for yourself, well, for my money, that's what weekends are for. And our next new program, Up Online, Monday morning, I hope you're with us at that time, available to you on demand throughout the day at Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for being with us. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.